Well, when I first visited Pearl Land, most of the three brain beings were, as I said before, followers of the religion based upon the supposedly exact counsels and indications of Saint Buddha, and their faith in this religion was unshakable. At the outset of my study of the doctrinal subtleties of that religion, I was still uncertain just how to make use of it to attain my aim. But when, in the course of my investigations, I happened to clarify for myself a particular notion shared by all the followers of that religion, which again was based upon a misunderstanding of certain words actually uttered by Saint Buddha, I at once decided how to act through this peculiar Havatthiyarnoni, or religion of theirs. It transpired that in his explanations of cosmic truths, Saint Buddha had told them, among other things, each of the three-centered beings existing on the various planets of our great universe, and of course on the Earth also, must in reality be nothing other than a particle of that most great greatness, which is the all-embracing of all that exists. And the foundation of this most great greatness is there above, the better to embrace the essence of everything existing. This most great foundation of the all-embracing of everything existing constantly emanates throughout the whole of the universe, and on the planets it coats from its particles certain three-centered beings who have attained, in their common presence, the capacity to have their own functioning of the two fundamental cosmic laws of the sacred Heptaparaparshanoh and the sacred Triyamasikamno, so that these particles form a definite unit in which alone divine objective reason has the possibility of becoming concentrated and fixed. And this has been foreseen and created in this manner by our common Creator, so that when these particles of the great all-embracing return, now spiritualized by divine reason, and reblend with the prime source of the all-embracing, they should compose that whole which, in the hope of our common endless uni-being, may actualize the sense and striving of everything that exists in the entire universe. And it seems that Saint Buddha said to them further, "You, three-centered beings of the planet Earth, endowed with the possibility of acquiring your own functioning of both fundamental sacred laws, have also the full possibility of coating in yourselves this most sacred particle of the great all-embracing of everything existing, and of perfecting it to the required degree of divine reason. And this great all-embracing of all things embraced is called holy prana." This precise explanation of Saint Buddha was well understood by his contemporaries, and many of them began to strive with eagerness to absorb and coat in their presences the particles of this most great greatness, and afterward, by this means, to make manifest divine objective reason. But when the beings of the second and third generations following Saint Buddha began wiseacring with their peculiar reason about his explanation of cosmic truths, they introduced for future transmission the definite notion that this Mr. Prana is already in them when they first see the light of day. Thanks to this misunderstanding, the beings of that period and of all subsequent generations, including the present one, have imagined that without fulfilling any being part-dog duty, they are already particles of that most great greatness, as Saint Buddha himself had so specifically described. So my boy, as soon as I had realized what this misunderstanding was, and had ascertained that the beings of Pearl Land were all, without exception, convinced that they were already particles of Mr. Prana himself, I decided to make use of this misunderstanding and to attain my aim here also through their religion. Before saying more, I must not fail to point out that although Saint Buddha had supposedly said that a being already has within himself at his arising a particle of the most great greatness, my detailed investigations quite clearly showed me that he could never possibly have said that. And he could not have said this because, as my investigations quite definitely showed, when he happened on one occasion to be with his devoted disciples in the locality of Senkuori, what he actually said was as follows. If this most sacred prana is crystallized in you with the conscious or unconscious participation of your I, you must without fail bring the perfecting of the individual reason of this totality of most sacred atoms to the required gradation. Otherwise, this most holy coating, changing from one exterior coating to another, will suffer and languish eternally. Here it is interesting to recall that the beings of that planet were given the same warning by another sacred individual, also a genuine messenger from above, Saint Kirminanasha, who expressed it in these words, "Blessed is he that hath a soul. Blessed also is he that hath none. But grief and sorrow are the lot of him who hath in himself only its conception."